Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast, episode 18. And today I'd like to share with you something so relevant for Holy Week. And I'll be taking this from the Theological Reflections and Expositions of Pope Benedict XVI from his book, Jesus of Nazareth. I've taken the book from Holy Week, from Entrance into Jerusalem to the Resurrection, chapter 8, Crucifixion and Burial of Christ. And the title of this episode is Cry of Abandonment. But before that, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave your ratings and also your comments, whatever comments you have. So just please put it there. And this is something that I'd like to share with you. This was my presentation for my Christology class. At sobrang nakaka-amaze lang si Pope Benedict XVI. I have never encountered the writings of Pope Benedict XVI. But today, there is something that I'd like to share with you about a story that is very relevant to me, which I think I have shared for so many times now. But we all experience that pain of abandonment. We all experience the absence of God. Siguro maraming nakikinig ngayon na nafe-feel mo, or you can resonate with what I am saying right now, that but ganun, parang dasal ako ng dasal, tapos parang hindi nakikinig ang Diyos, but parang bingi ang Diyos, but parang hindi ako pinakinggan ng Diyos. And I nagtitiwala naman ako sa kanya, I prayed to the Lord, pero parang wala siya. It seems that God is absent. It seems that God is silent. So I'll be taking this from Pope Benedict's reflection and theological reflection. So let me begin. So it says that in the book that all four Gospels tell of the hours that Jesus spent hanging on the cross and of his death. They agree on the broad outlines of what happened, but there are differences of emphasis in the detail. So we can see what is remarkable about these accounts is the multitude of Old Testament allusions and quotations. And they contain the Word of God, and event from the New Testament are deeply interwoven. So sila'y nakahabi, no? Nakatahi, magkakatagni-tagni. And the facts are inserted with the word, with the meaning, and the converse is also true. And what previously had been merely word, often beyond our capacity to understand, now becomes reality and its meaning unlocked. If we go to the New Testament, we can see from the account of the road to Emmaus, and we see that this it shows a journeying, no? And nung mamatay si Jesus, it was something that they cannot explain, something inexplicable. And hindi nila matanggap na yung Messiah should die. Hindi nila matanggap that Jesus, who is a God, the Messiah, will die. And they all thought during those times that Jesus died of a senseless death. So ganun nila tinitignan. And ito rin yung pinagdaanan ng early church, ng infant church. This is something that the infant church had to learn. It's a learning process for the infant church as she came into being, sabi nga ni Pope Benedict XVI. And in the Old Testament, Moses and the prophets, all the scriptures had spoken of the events of Christ's passion. And mas naintindihan nila, looking back from the Old Testament, the absurd now yields its profound meaning. Yung bagay na hindi nila maintindihan, yung bagay na hindi nila maabot, no? But when they look back at the Old Testaments, they were able to understand. And going back to the road to Emmaus, in Jesus' great dialogue with the two disciples, is the process to take place in the infant church. It says this great dialogue speaks about the process that the infant church has to go through. And in the light of the resurrection, Christ's followers had to learn to read the Old Testament afresh. Kaya napakahalaga nung resurrection, because they had to look back and go to the Old Testament to understand more. And it says here, the discovery of the harmony between word and event not only determines the structure of the passion narratives and the Gospels in general, it is constitutive of the Christian faith. And there are a lot, or there are great many Old Testament allusions, no? Old Testament pertaining, no, to the passion narrative. It is woven, no, nakahabi do sa passion narrative. And two of them are fundamental significance. And what are these? And these are Psalm 22 and Isaiah chapter 53. And these are fundamental for the unity between Scripture, the Old Testament, and the Christ event, which is the New Testament. So Psalm 22, it begins with the word, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why so far from my call for help, from my cries of anguish? This is very clear. It speaks of Israel's great cry of anguish in the midst of sufferings, addressed to apparently silent God. And nakita natin dito yung pagtangis. And crying is very essential to the Gospel of Mark, because it sets the tonality of Psalm. Yung pagtangis, yung pag-iyak. And that anguish is an anguish on God's seeming absence. Anguish on God's seeming absence. And we hear the great anguish of the one suffering on account of God's seeming absence. Isang pagtangis sa pagsumpong sa Diyos. Simply calling out or pleading is not enough here. And this is an extreme anguish. A prayer inevitably becomes a loud cry. Kaya in the passion narrative, we can read, we know that Jesus cried in anguish. Verse 6 to 8 speak of the mockery directed at the psalmist. And it was mentioned in the commentaries ng New American Bible Revised Edition. It speaks about the psalmist's sense of isolation and dehumanization. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver him. Rescue the one in whom he delights. In verse 8, it speaks of the mockery being told to the psalmist. No, it becomes a challenge to God. And diba yan, diba nagtiwala ka sa Diyos? Sige nga, iligtas ka ng Diyos mo. And in verse 18, it speaks about casting lots for his garments. Na totoo namang nangyari at the foot of the cross. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing, they cast lots. But in further verses, in verse 25, it changes, no? The mood change into a profession of trust. And makikita natin in the space of three verses, makikita na natin yung build up nung that there is an answer from anguish, there is a resounding answer to prayer, which is anticipated and celebrated. And the early church recognized herself in that great assembly which celebrates the granting of suppliance prayer. Nakita natin yung pagtangis, di ba? My God, why have you abandoned me? Why so far from my call for help? from my cries of anguish. Sa kanyang pagtangis, there was a rescue. May dumating na tulong, may dumating na rescue. And what is the rescue? The resurrection. Grabe yung pagkabuhay. Dumating ang rescue sa kanyang pagtangis. And kung babalikan natin in the last two verses, and how could the early church fail to recognize the mysterious new meal that the Lord has given them in the Eucharist? And the second thing that we need to realize here, and the peoples of the earth were converted to the God of Israel, to the God of Jesus Christ, that the Church of Christ was gathered together from all peoples. It's mentioned in verse 27, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before Him. Who seek the Lord will offer praise. May your hearts enjoy life forever. And this is clearly evident, clearly seen in the Eucharist, in the Holy Eucharist, where praise and thanksgiving, we can see this in verse 25, eating and being satisfied. In verse 26, it says here, universal salvation. I've mentioned in one of my episodes here how salvation happens in the Eucharist. And in verse 27, appear as God's great answer to prayer in response to Jesus's cry. And we can see in Psalm 22, occupies such a central place in the story of the crucifixion. Ang galing, no? Ma-amaze ka kasi parang, ako parang in my experience, I've been reading this, I've been encountering this, Psalm 22, in my breviary, in the Liturgy of the Hours. When I was in the seminary, we would pray our Liturgy of the Hours and would read this psalm. And grabe, I've never imagined that it speaks about the passion narrative of Jesus. And the other allusion from the Old Testament was Isaiah chapter 53, which speaks about the path of Christ. The path of Christ is foretold. It sinasabi dito kung ano yung magiging kahinatnan or magiging mission ni Jesus. And I'd like to score in to the passion narrative where Jesus made that cry, that lament, Jesus's cry of abandonment. And if we will try to observe, it's no ordinary cry of abandonment. Jesus is praying the great psalm of suffering Israel. At dito sa pagtangi, sa pag-iyak niya, sa pag-impi, no? At inaako niya ang lahat ng pagkatalo, not just of Israel, but of all those in this world who suffer from God's absence. Grabe, no? And maybe in our lives, we also feel this same feeling that we are praying for something or asking God for something, but we encounter God's absence and God's silence. And hearing this lament of Jesus, He brings the world's anguished cry at God's absence before the heart of God Himself. And dito sa pagkanyang pagtangis na to, He identifies Himself with suffering Israel. And He takes their cry, their anguish, all their helplessness upon Himself. And in so doing, He transforms it. Grabe, no? Na hindi lang pala simpleng pagtangis, hindi lang simpleng pag-iyak ni Jesus, but He brings in the suffering of Israel, our own suffering. He brings it in with His lament. Kaya ang ganda, no? Sabi, it was mentioned in the book that, and I quote, the cry of extreme anguish is at the same time the answer of an answer from God. The certainty of salvation. Not only for Jesus Himself, but for many. Amazing. Grabe, this blew me away. And to realize His anguish is at the same time an answer from God. Kung makikita natin sa Psalm 22, we can see the lament, the cry of Jesus. And it's amazing to know that sinasabi ni Pope Benedict that His cry of extreme anguish is at the same time the certainty for an answer from God. Sa iyong pagtangis, sinasagot ka ng Diyos. Sa iyong pagtangis, may tulong na darating. The certainty of salvation, not only for Jesus himself, but for many. And it's written here that the Psalms are deeply personal prayers formed while wrestling with God. Yet at the same time, they are uttered in union with all who suffer unjustly, with the whole of Israel. Indeed, with the whole of struggling humanity. And so these Psalms always span past, present, and future. They are prayed in the presence of suffering. And yet, they already contain within themselves the gift of an answer to prayer, the gift of transformation. Ganda. Napakaganda nito that as Jesus prays, he brings it with him. He brings us with him in this prayer. He incorporates us in him and it contains in themselves a gift of an answer to prayer, the gift of transformation. And this is what the church fathers, no, realized, no, and realizing which modern scholarship calls corporate personality. That basically the church has a corporate personality. In the Psalms, Augustine tells us Christ prays both. And ano ba ibig sabihin ng corporate personality? That according to St. Augustine, Christ prays both as head and as body. Head and as body. And he prays as head, as the one who unites us all into a single common subject and incorporates us all into himself. And he prays as body that it says all of our struggles, our voices, our anguish, and our hope are present in his praying. Grabe, no? That he prays as a head, pinagkakaisa niya tayo, no? Pinag-iisa niya tayo sa kanyang panalangin, and he incorporates us into himself. Dala-dala niya na, no? Yung mga panalangin, mga taghoy, mga pag-iyak, mga impi, no? Na natin lahat, no? And as a body, no? It says that all of our struggles, our voices, and our hope are present in his praying. Grabe, ang na-amazing ako dito kasi nung binabanggit kanina, sabi dito that the psalm always span past, present, and future. Grabe, that it transcends time, and nakaka-amazing itong fact na ito. And let me share something to you so relevant about crying, about anguish, about lamenting. Every year, my wife's college friends, we would meet. And nagmi-meet kami lagi at we've been doing this for 21 years now. But they've been doing that for 24 or 25 years. And we would meet at one place, malayo kung saan namin mapag-agree na mag-meet kami. And the culmination of this reunion is always lunch out the next day. Dati nag-start kami, maliit lang kami, kukunti lang kami hanggang sa lumaki lang ng lumaki yung family. And this time around, we decided to meet at and do the culmination of our reunion sa Tagaytay, at Farmer's Table, Tagaytay. But it was a holiday season, like days before Christmas, so expectedly, maraming tao. And we waited for 2 hours, grabe. Hindi kami makaupo agad kasi there were 24 of us. We were served there, no, by a waiter named Jay. And during that time, so napansin ko, tahimik lang siya. So tahimik lang siya. Of course, hindi naman niya kami kilala eh. So bakit naman siya mag-iingay, di ba? Pero napansin ko talaga, tahimik siya. But during that supposedly lunch, na halos inabot na ng hapon hanggang paggabi na, and our friends staged ask Jay, the waiter, to provide a cake, and they will sing us a birthday song for Jacob, our son, because he will be celebrating his birthday that Christmas. So, dahil hindi kami magmi-meet ng birthday ni Jacob, so we tried to celebrate it earlier as a family, as friends. So,
hi, I'm Vanya. I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
After that, nung natapos na yung dinner namin, dinala na ni Jay, the waiter, yung cake ni Jacob. And it says there in a big plate with a slice of cake and a candle. Tapos nakalagay doon, happy birthday. So there, walang name nakalagay. Tapos si Jay, the waiter, asked my wife, so ma'am, ano po yung name ng birthday celebrant? Sabi ng wife ko, his name is Jacob. And then, sinindihan niya na yung candle, and then the singing went on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So, hindi pa natatapos yung song. Si Jacob, hinipan niya na yung candle. Hinipan niya na yung candle niya. Tapos, tuwan-tuwa siya, of course. And it was seen, there was a video. At we noticed that Jay, the waiter, nagpahid siya ng mata. At all we thought, especially my wife, akala niya na napuwing si Jay, yung waiter, because of the something that came about from the candle, or baka laway ni Jacob, hindi, we don't know. And my wife was so apologetic, but we saw the waiter that tumalikod na siya, nagpahid, meron na siyang handkerchief, and pinapahid niya yung mata niya, and he was crying. Hindi niya na napigilan. At hindi siya nahiya. Hindi siya nahiya na umiyak siya. And sinanong ng wife ko, bakit? And he said that ang pangalan po ng anak ko din po ay Jacob. And he just died last July. Remember that it was December. His son just died. And the supposedly happy celebration turned into a very sad moment. Well, we understand. Hindi naman niya gusto yon, hindi rin naman niya sinasadya. But para kaming binuhusan ng mainit na tubig, hindi naman lamig na tubig because it was so cold during that time. And the last thing that I saw was he was being brought to the other side by his fellows, at pumunta na siya sa CR, and he just stayed there for like 5 minutes. He was crying, and we just waited for him, and after that we talked to him. Nung medyo nahimasmasa na siya, tinakinausap namin siya. I wrote this in the April edition of Feast Magazine. So allow me to share to you this what I wrote in Feast Magazine. Feast Magazine is the monthly magazine of the Feast of the Light of Jesus Family. The Feast is the prayer meeting of the Light of Jesus Family community where we belong, where I am one of the Feast Builders. We call ourselves Feast Builders. So it was heartbreaking. We tried to talk to him, and my wife told him that we had Jacob after 2 episodes of miscarriage. Nung kinakausap namin siya, talagang wala akong, hindi ko alam kung ano yung sasabihin ko. I was thinking of the right words to say, kung ano yung dapat kong sabihin, but it was really a difficult situation. And we just let him feel that we know how it is to lose someone. Kasi nawalan din kami nung nagkakaroon kami ng miscarriage. But for Jay, whose fond memory of his boy still lingers upon seeing our Jacob, it was really a painful experience. And who would have thought that his Jacob, will visit him that day? Deep in our hearts, we know that his Jacob visited his daddy, reminding him, "I am okay now, Dad. I love you." Grabe, no? It was really a heartbreaking story. And if you are reading this, I told this in the article, please pray for every parent who have lost their child. Another person who lost a loved one, say a prayer for those you meet every day who is fighting a silent battle, but is still fighting in spite of the loss. After that, kinuna namin si Jacob and si Jay, the waiter, ng picture. And each time that we see it, no, our heart is breaking each time we see Jay's photo with our Jacob. Alam nyo, nung kinuna namin siya ng picture, talagang mahigpit yung kanyang paghawak. At ramdam mo talaga yung pananabik niya sa Jacob niya, no, with our Jacob. And I continue with the article that I wrote. Life is too short. Love and cherish every moment you have with your loved ones. At sa hindi mo alam na pagkakataon, gagamitin ka ni Lord para maging kalakasan para sa iba. And this is our shared human experience. God's seeming absence. Grabe, we all experienced that at one point in our life, when we've been praying, when we've been asking for a miracle, that we experience God's seeming absence. At si St. John of the Cross, he shared that in his book, The Dark Night of the Soul. The Dark Night of the Soul. And for St. John, yung dark night is not so much due to our cynicism, sabi doon, no? It was actually a gift, a grace of God, kung saan God is calling us into a deeper faith, a more generous love, a purified heart. At wag na tayong lumayo sa isang santa pa, no? Sa isang santa, si Mother Teresa of Calcutta. It was discovered that her letters revealed, no, except for one short period, Teresa had been afflicted with a deep sense of God's absence for the last half century of her life. Grabe, for the last half century of her life, Mother Teresa, no, experienced this, and for quite some time it became so controversial as a saint, no, that she experienced this. And you can read this from the book Come Be My Light. And I'd like to quote from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Ang ganda lang sinabi niya dito. In my soul, I feel just that terrible pain of loss, of God not wanting me, of God not being God, of God not really existing. Grabe, no? Mother Teresa na yan. Isang madre, very faithful to God, isang santa. But she herself experienced that pain of God seeming absent, of God seeming so silent in her prayers. And kung babalikan natin yung Psalm 22, yung psalm presents the figure of an innocent man, no, marami siyang pinagdadaanan, no, na iniiyak niya yung his could be death, and he turns to God with a sorrowful lament. Tumatangi siya, umiiyak siya, and in the certainty of his faith opens mysteriously to praise, and that is his cry. And his initial cry is an appeal addressed to a God who appears remote, no, sabi ni Pope Benedict XVI, who does not answer and seems to have abandoned him. Grabe, yun yung dinidepict ng psalm. And this is also our shared experience, that God's absence and silence, it pierces the soul of the person praying. No, para na lagi na tumatangis ka, tumatawag ka, pero parang walang sagot. Parang hindi nakikinig ang Diyos. Grabe, sakit nun, di ba? Parang ang hirap. And again, no, we find ourselves caught up in these unfathomable depths of suffering. Tayo rin, minsan dumadaan tayo dun. sa mga ganong klaseng pagkakataon, no? Maybe with the death of someone, or maybe with a sickness, the doctor declared that you have a cancer and may taning na ang buhay mo, di ba? But Jesus suffering, si Pope Benedict the 16th says here that Jesus suffering is a messianic passion. Sabi niya, it is a suffering in fellowship with us and for us. In a solidarity, nakikiisa siya, born of love, that already includes redemption, the big victory of love. Pinapakita lang niya doon na Jesus, si Jesus mismo, tumangi siya, umiyak siya. That feeling of, why did you abandon me? Bakit mo ako pinabayaan? Bakit mo ako iniwan? But sinasabi nga ni Pope Benedict that he Jesus is in solidarity with us and includes redemption. And this is one thing that I'd like you to remember. Christ is the answer for human longing. He is our common search. He loves us. He died for us. He promised us life eternal. Tandaan mo lagi na sa iyong pagtangis, nakikiiyak ang Diyos. Sa iyong pagtangis, nakikiiyak ang Diyos. Salvation does not end in the death of Christ. The fullness of salvation happens in resurrection. Resurrection, sa muling pagkabuhay. Lagi ko tuloy naaalala si ang aming professor sa systematic theology, si Father Francis Gustilo. Sabi niya sa amin, ganito yung tono, brothers, preach a Christ crucified. Preach a Christ crucified. It points to the key, to the door going to eternal life, and the key is faith, pananampalataya. It is a passage to eternal life, sabi niya. Kaya sabi, lagi niya kami nire-remind, in your preaching, ipasok lagi ang resurrection. I can still recall when we started our theology class, it was through the goodness of Father Michael de la Guardia. And sadly, after a week or two na nag-start kami ng theology class, Father Michael de la Guardia died of COVID. It surprised us. It shocked us. Shocked us all to the core. Grabe, inisipin mo yun, kausap mo lang, nag-lecture pa sa amin, nag-introduction pa sa amin, what should we be expecting from this theology class and what will happen, gano'n namin katagal. Tapos, and he died. And kami apektado because he's been with us in the feast and he has been our recollection and retreat master. I can still recall in one of our key leaders retreat as feast builders, and napakagaling na pare. At nakakalungkot isipin that this priest, good priest, died because of COVID. And sinishare ni Father Francis Gustilo in his anguish in the death of Father Michael, he was praying to God. And sabi niya, parang hindi niya matanggap. Tapos tinatanong niya ang Diyos, Lord, bakit mo siya kinuha? Bakit, why too soon? Bakit ang aga pa? Bakit ang bata pa? Ang dami niya pang pwedeng gawin. Those were the words he just uttered, or he can utter to the Lord because of the loss of Father Michael. And shinare niya rin, in his prayers, he heard the Lord answered. Sabi niya, bakit? Akin naman siya. No? Akin naman siya. And he just said that, it is as if saying that God is the author of life. At, siya naman may-ari noon, 'di ba? At kung kukunin niya na, 'di ba? What right have we to question him, 'di ba? And sabi niya when he realized the answer from the Lord, it comforted him. That realizing that Father Michael is now in the bosom of God, in the bosom of God's love. Amazing, amazing story. And just like Psalm 22, I mentioned earlier, this is very evident in the Eucharist. Why? The Eucharist, we've been talking about Psalm 22, which is in the Old Testament. The Eucharist brings the experience of the past to the present. You not only fulfill the covenant, but you bring the past to present. It brings the salvific effects from past to present. It transcends time. Kaya napakaganda nung allusion nung Psalm 22 to the Passion narrative that in the cry of Jesus, sa pagtangis at pag-iyak ni Jesus, sinasama niya tayo. Nakikiisa siya. Jesus is in solidarity with us. Ang galing, napakaganda nun. That the Psalms span past, present, and future. They are prayed in the presence of suffering and yet already contain within themselves the gift of an answer to prayer, the gift of transformation. Galing, no? Talagang that it spans time. It spans space and time. And Jesus showed us that in His lament, in His cry, in His anguish, there is rescue. Dadating ang rescue ng Diyos. Kaya napakaganda that each time that we go to the Mass, how we realize that na yung the salvific effects of Jesus still happens kahit it happened in 2,000 years ago, but it still happens to us that Jesus is, that salvation comes, rescue comes, resurrection is here. Galing, napakaganda. And I'd like to share this to, I want to send this message for those who are crying, those who are lamenting because of the absence of, the seemingly absence of God, the seemingly silence of God. Believe that in your anguish, in your cry, God is crying with you. God is bringing in with Him all our prayers, all our pains, all our sufferings. Lahat ng bagay na hindi mo maintindihan. I don't know what you are going through right now, but believe na kaisa mo ang Diyos. Believe that God is one with you, that God, that Jesus is crying with you, that Jesus is lamenting with you, that Jesus is in anguish, just the same that you feel of this seemingly absence and this seemingly silence of God. At ang maganda, that hindi yun natatapos dun, that there is rescue. And Jesus' rescue came to Him, yung resurrection. It happened to Him. And it did not happen only to Him, but it happened to us. Bringing in that effect today in the here and now experience of us na tayong nakakaranas ng pagtangis, ng pag-iyak sa Diyos. What an amazing way to learn this, to know this, how God loves us, that God is crying with us, that God is with us in all our situations. Grabe, this is so amazing. And I hope and pray that kung nakikinig ka man ngayon, maniwala ka that God is listening, that God is with you, that God is that God goes with you in whatever seasons that you are in, that God meets you where you are. Amazing, amazing. And thank you so much for listening today. And I'm equally blessed telling you this, sharing this to you about the reflections from Pope Benedict the 16th theological exposition and reflection from his book, Jesus of Nazareth. And yeah, maraming salamat mga kabukas yun, mga ka-open-minded So please don't forget, again, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me rating, your rating, 5-star ratings, please. And if you have any comments or reflections, just leave it there and send me a message. And thank you so much. Always remember to open your doors to new beginning. God bless you. Thank you, mga ka-open-minded, for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.